kid, I'm going to tell you an incredible story.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
It's going to be legend. Wait for it. Dairy.
Expecto Patronum!
I am no Jedi.
Bears beats Battlestar Galactica.
Man, I wish I could say like we hired someone to make that intro, or like a band wrote that, because that's a sick riff, and yeah, it's all cool. But we own none of that. We don't own any of the movie clips or any of the audio or music or anything. The only thing we own is our opinions, and that's about it. Even those,
do we own those? Are we sure?
I don't know. That's a great question. Do you really own your opinions?
I don't know.
Ooh, that's not this kind of show. We are not that kind of show. We do not have that kind of time or mental capacity to deal with that kind of question right here, right now.
That is beautiful for sure.
Speaking of beautiful evening, it is going to storm really bad here, I think, here soon. So hopefully this recording
goes
off without a hitch. What do you mean you heard?
I have people that live in your neck of the woods.
I don't like when you say it like that. It sounds like I'm being watched. I don't know why.
No, just my parents.
Oh, I should visit them soon. I will see them this weekend.
I was going to say, you are going to see them this weekend. Yeah.
I'll see. Maybe we can get a picture or something and like throw it up on the socials.
Hey, there you go. That's a great idea.
Actually met in person.
we do actually know each other, believe it or not.
Maybe
it's a good plan.
Maybe we should just pretend like we've never met in person, and then we'll try to like really promote the show, and it'll get really big, and then there'll be an awesome news article on like BuzzFeed that was like, podcast hosts meet for the first time in person after podcasting for 5 years together. It'd be a really heartwarming story.
Yeah, that's one. That's an option.
Things that keep me up at night. Hashtag.
I'm sure that story wouldn't be easy to poke holes in. There's no internet evidence that we have been friends for way too long.
Their names are so similar. They've never met. It's because they don't live near each other. It's fine. Speaking of. Welcome into the show.
welcome.
We are here with our cups of Joe. I think you have coffee. Do you have coffee?
Oh yeah.
You have something else. You have coffee? All right, coffee. I got coffee. I've got my cold brew, my busy cold brew, it's called. You can find it at Target. Hashtag not a sponsor by anybody. So if anyone wants to hop on, coffee sponsor or anything. I'm drinking out of my nice Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout mug from Disneyland. You've got your beautiful Kylo Ren mug.
I do. I like this one a lot.
God. That's so. It looks. Oh, there's two different Kylo Rens on your mug?
Yep.
Dude, you're living the life.
It's a good one. It's a good mug, too.
Why is there not a mug with Ben Solo and Kylo Ren on it? He's got a blue lightsaber and a red lightsaber, and then lights up with the from the coffee.
There might be.
There should be. I doubt it.
I don't like those cups that change colors with the heat.
I don't drink hot drinks, so I don't either.
They're always underwhelming.
Oh, speaking of,
and you have to fill it like to the top to get the whole thing to change.
Next week, Steven and I will be drinking out of the same mug because I got you one. I can't.
Yes, you told me that you did.
I did,
and I don't know what it is.
I just looked at it. It wasn't as big as I had liked, but it's still cool. It's so cool. It's so stupid.
I'm excited.
You'll like it. You'll like it. I promise. If you don't like it, we don't have to be friends. And I'm totally okay with that.
Oh, is that all I have to do?
Yeah, but you will like it.
I've been trying to figure that out for like, I don't know. How old am I?
I don't know. 27? 7.
That sounds right.
27. Oh my gosh, you're old, man.
I know.
That says me. That's my knee's been killing me all day. That's fine.
That is an old person thing.
No. Welcome into the Carbonite Crew show. Today we're going to talk about the Andor trailer today on the show since that dropped, because that comes out in a month. September something. And
it's in the teens.
The premiere will be 3 episodes.
Yeah,
that sounds about right. Is it? I mean, I guess I could just like pull this information up since I have that right in front of me. And September 21st.
September 21st.
I believe that's a Wednesday, which I also have the internet in front of me, so I'll look up that as well. September 21st is a Wednesday, which is good because we don't want it on the weekend because football starts that weekend. Actually, that's week 2.
Yeah, that's week 2. We'll be busy on pretty much every day except Wednesday, so it kind of works out perfect.
Yeah, it'll be perfect. It'll be absolutely perfect. I'll just be getting back on the 19th from the Bears game, so let's go. Bear down, baby.
Boo.
Maybe you'll be there. Maybe you'll be there. Hopefully you'll be there.
It's not impossible. Maybe not likely, but it's not impossible.
You know what's impossible? Finding lodging that weekend that is doesn't cost an Anakin Skywalker leg or arm. That is impossible.
Have you not been able to find anything?
Oh, I found plenty. The problem isn't finding the place, it's finding places that
something that's reasonable.
Yeah, dude, it's like I've been looking at Airbnbs, and one of them literally, like in the description, they're like, "It's Packers weekend." I was like, "Yep, that's."
Yeah, they're very aware of that fact.
Yeah, yes, they are. Oof. One of the houses on Airbnb do was $5,000 a night.
That's absurd.
I'm like, I will literally sleep in the car. Like, I will be fine. I don't know how safe Green Bay, Wisconsin is at night. I have absolutely no idea.
It's in Wisconsin. How bad could it be?
I don't know, dude. Insert cheesy joke. Got him. Got him.
So
I'll be
bad.
Here all night. It's so funny. Is my camera straight? I broke my
I think so.
Broke my tripod right before we went on air. Or right before we started.
Well, now it's a little wonky. It was better before you did that.
There. No.
There.
You go.
Are you gonna chop off the bottom of it?
Chop the bottom off of you.
Obi-Wan Anakin style?
There we go.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom, no, no, no.
Alrighty. So we should talk some pop culture. We shouldn't talk football.
Let's do it.
That's not this kind of show. We already did a podcast like that. And, that was fun, actually. It was exhausting.
It was a lot of fun. It was exhausting. It was a lot of work.
Very analytical. So many numbers involved. Shout out to all you nerds and geeks and people that like fantasy football, because we do too.
All right, we sure do. Let's talk Andor.
Oh wait, no. Can I go on a okay? Before we talk Andor, you can skip ahead if you want to like watch Andor. You can't skip ahead because you're stuck here. But if all you viewers want to skip ahead,
you mean I can't skip ahead in real life?
You can't skip ahead in real life. It'd be so cool, dude. Oh, is it 5 o'clock
already?
Can
I skip? Can I go backwards? Can I go backwards? That's the question.
I don't know, dude. I'll make the rules. Why are you asking me?
Well, you're the one that just told me I can go. I can skip forward.
I'm not the game master. What is this, the Hunger Games? What do they call that? Was it the game master? What do they call that?
I don't remember.
Anywho, before we go on, I want to talk about one big piece of news. The Batgirl movie. I don't know how much you know about this. The Batgirl movie.
Mm-mm.
This $90 million movie that costs $90 million and is finished, and that was going to see the return of Michael Keaton as Batman, has been nixed. And when I say nixed,
it was finished?
Like donezo. The movie was finished. It was originally cost $75 million. They poured another $15 million in. Due to like COVID overages. So bringing it to 90 million. Movie was done. Michael Keaton was back. Brendan Fraser was back as the villain. Like Brendan Fraser. He's back. Commissioner Gordon was in this film, played by J.K. Simmons. He's the father of Batgirl. And, you know, this movie, it was a go. It was finished. And Warner Brothers and Discovery, they're like one company now, and there's new management in there and new people overseeing, a new regime basically in charge. And they said, nope, not doing this. We're not doing this.
What? That's crazy.
And the thing is, I think the thing that a lot of people are mad about is, like, you have HBO Max. They said, nope, nothing. No theaters, no streaming, nothing. Which is wild. And because, I mean, we posted the picture of Michael Keaton, like, in his, like, Batman silhouette, like, when he was filming, and it was the coolest thing ever. Like, we were excited for this. But,
right, yeah.
No, they nixed it. And I understand it from kind of, I guess, a business standpoint was, I mean, to even get this movie out, you were going to have to spend, you know, another probably 50 to 70 million probably in marketing, you know, just in the U.S. alone, I'm sure. Mm-hmm.
So, like, so again, filming was done, but not...
I think the movie was pretty much together. Like, it's been screened in test audiences, so I don't know. There's been no official word on if it was just that bad. There's talks that it's just not in the direction that the new regime wants to go with DC, which, if that's the case, I understand that. Like, if they're just like, we want to start over with DC, and it's... Maybe they just don't want to confuse people. Maybe that's why. But, I mean, you already have all this other stuff. Like, I don't... I understand DC is a mess as far as, like, their films go and continuity, and just it's everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's like everyone is in a group project and everyone did their own version. That's kind of what it feels like.
And they're, like, trying to bring it together and it's not working. And they're like, why isn't this working out like we wanted it to?
Exactly. So I get it. Like, I totally understand it. But at the same time, like, I don't know. It's probably going to cost less to just get rid of it and never talk about it again, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm and sure I was reading, there was an article on variety.com talking about how it's basically probably just going to be like a tax write-off thing, which is wild that, like, studios can do that, because in the article, I'm going to try to find it in the
article,
because I think there was another project, actually. There was that and another one. The Scoob sequel, which was a Scooby-Doo sequel. They were going to do that. Both films were nixed. And they'll probably just recoup costs, and however those big corporations do their taxes. It would have been cool to, like, see them sell it or something. Like, I mean, I know they wouldn't, but, like, sell that one movie to someone, I don't know, like Sony or something.
Wild, man. That'd be
cool. It is wild. So, no Michael Keaton as Batman. But he did stuff for the Flash movie, I think, too. So are they going to nix those? They should, with everything going on with Ezra Miller. They need to just get rid of those. Oh, my gosh. Like, honestly, just restart DC. Restart it. Give us
they Grant should, right?
The, like, Flash. They should.
Wouldn't that be, like, they should just restart? Like, I don't get, like, just, well, they should take this most recent Batman movie. Mm-hmm. Grant Gustin is the Flash, sure. Yep. And then just kind of, like, figure it out from there. Like, I don't understand what's going on.
Exactly. Like, just because,
or stop.
Stop. You could just stop. I mean, how many times did Marvel stop and do it again? I mean, because, I mean, when you really look at, like, the years Marvel released stuff, like, you know, even before like MCU, like, wasn't that much time in between, 3-5 year stops between, like, Spider-Man and stuff like that. Like, just stop. Just stop for a few years. It's okay. You can do that, right?
Yeah, like, so, figure it out.
I don't know, but, like, I would love to see the... And I think the problem is they kept releasing things, and they were like, well, that's just its own thing. But you can't do that forever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, at some point, you have to just keep things together. Because since I think we last recorded, Ben Affleck is coming back as Batman in something. In Aquaman 2. I'm like, cool. Awesome. Love it. I don't know. Unless you're going to do, like, this huge multiverse thing and it culminates in this huge, like, Justice League movie, and then you have, like, multiple Batmans and stuff.
But I feel like now you can do the multiverse because now you're the second one to do it. Yeah, you know, like,
Didn't it feel like for a while, like, that, what, like, DC was going to, it was going to be that for DC, was that. That was their big thing. It was like a multiverse. And then Marvel's just like, can't we have two other Spider-Mans, though, so sorry.
Do you think that's what happened? Then, do you think Marvel, like, was just like, wait, what if we just, like, hurry up and steal this idea really quick before they get going on theirs?
What I just wonder if that was one of the selling points with Sony, too. Like, okay, let's just do it right now. You know what I mean? Like, dude, I don't know. I just... Come on. Like, they were on top with the TV shows for a while. Yeah, bring Stephen Amell back. Yeah. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. Like
they had they have had stuff work. Why not just use that stuff and go forward?
DC was so ahead in TV. It was like, okay, cool. And then Marvel just took this huge leap forward. And now they're like, oh, remember the TV shows that like DC was beating us out on? Like, yeah, we're bringing those characters back. And now they're like, you know, Charlie Cox and like Punisher, like they're all coming back. Or hopefully the Punisher is coming back. Supposedly will be announced at D23 next month, this month. I don't know, whatever that is. And but yeah, Marvel, there's another round of Marvel announcements coming here soon.
Guaranteed. My goodness.
That's happening. Maybe they'll announce 18 episodes of Punisher. Who knows?
Oh, man.
But yeah, so I just needed to rant on that for a minute because I'm just so mad Michael Keaton is not going to be Batman.
That sucks.
Oh, actually, speaking of Michael Keaton, I have to rant for a second. I don't know if you saw this. I did not read the article. I'm just
we're going to change the podcast name to Tyler Rants.
Dude, I bet it would do way better. People love when people complain about things.
You're totally right. They really do.
Michael, I just saw the quote from Michael Keaton. So this quote was very out of context, and I did not read the article. I'm being very forthcoming with that. I did not read the article, so I have no idea the context. But the whole thing was, the whole quote was like, I saw multiple articles like this. So Michael Keaton says he's never finished a DC or Marvel movie. Says, quote, I have other shit to do, end quote. I'm like, okay. First off, you're an actor. You can't finish an hour and a half movie? I don't know. What? I'm in banking. That's just me, I bank, right? Like, I'll use that as the verb, as my job, right? That's just like me being in like the middle of a transaction or like helping someone with like, just like a loan or something, and be like, cool, we got you almost there, so I don't know, I got some stuff to do. I know it's not the same, but same ballpark, you get it. I don't know, it's your line of work. I don't know, that's a little weird.
That's hilarious.
Just kind of weird. But regardless, I'm mad he won't. He won't be back. But let's talk about something that doesn't make us as mad. Mostly Star Wars. Sometimes it does.
You know, sometimes it really does.
I feel like we're more on the positive side most of the time. So
I think so too.
Of Star Wars. Although they are doing the prequels to Lord of the Rings here soon, so we'll see how that fan base goes. Here real soon. So we're going to watch the Andor trailer again before we start this and kind of talk about it because I watched it once and it looked amazing, but we're going to watch it again, right? We're going to watch it again. So I'm going to go ahead we're going to go ahead and watch this. So I'm going to play it right now, I guess.
Deal. The shots in this trailer are just gorgeous.
This whole movie looks absolutely visually stunning.
And
I heard for the last few, obviously for all the Disney Plus shows, they've been using that, I forget what the thing's called, but the screen behind them, I guess. And supposedly they did not do this at this show, apparently. This is all practical effects and sets.
Huh.
Okay, I do want to mention this. In the trailer, when they show Coruscant, which is awesome, we get to see the Senate again, the Senate room. If you pause it when they're doing that, where the center, you know, like where Palpatine would give his speeches or whatever, the bottom is the Imperial logo.
Whoa.
So I thought that was a nice little add in. But.
Huh. Nice.
This feels very Rogue One, though, doesn't it? It absolutely does.
Did you notice the scale? It feels huge.
It feels like a movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
But in just the shots that you get of the background of the planets where these you see these massive machines and these huge buildings. It's just really cool. Did you ever watch the movie Dune?
I did not. I've not watched Dune yet. Newer one. It's in my list on HBO.
Really, really good movie. But that did a similar thing where you like felt the size of things and it felt really realistic. And you're just like, oh, wow, that's like this. Like, I don't know, man. It's just a really cool shot. A lot of cool shots. I'm excited.
Did you see the gunships in the trailer?
Mm-hmm.
The gunships. Oh, dude, like they're a little different, obviously, because some time has passed. But like, yeah, I'll finish the trailer and then we'll like, get into some stuff. But it just looks so good.
It does. It looks phenomenal.
Are you a fish or are you a thief? Bill Skarsgård's in this. This will be great. Mon Mothma's back. I love this actress. Mm-hmm. I can't, like, she's been playing her since episode 3, dude. Like, I just.
I need to go watch Rogue One.
I do too.
It's been too long.
3-episode premiere three episodes. September 21st. It's coming. Mm-hmm, I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I am so excited for this trailer. Gosh, it looks so good. It looks so big. So like as far as Rogue One goes, fantastic movie. I know it's some people's favorite Star Wars movie. And I get it. It's not my favorite Star Wars movie.
Right.
I think part of it is it just felt more dark and bleak, which not that I have a problem with that, but like, I don't know. I when it comes to Star Wars, like, I don't know. Like that just, I don't know. Wasn't my favorite movie. I loved it, but wasn't my favorite Star Wars movie. Probably way over explaining that, but it's fine. This... I don't know. Now that we've gotten a little further in the future, we've seen Obi-Wan, seen Kenobi. Like, we're getting a bigger picture visually and more stories from this time period. And it's obviously dark. It's funny watching like Rebels now and how kind of upbeat that show is in this time period after seeing some of these live action takes on this same time period and how dark it is.
Imagine how dark a live action Rebels would have to be though.
Oh, dude. It'd have to be really dark. That's why they're just rebooting it with Ahsoka. Or not rebooting, continuing with Ahsoka.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Imperial stuff going on in this trailer. This show looks like it's gonna be good. And we're getting 2 seasons. Like we know that. We know we're getting 2 seasons.
I didn't realize that. That's awesome.
Yeah, I think there's like 24 episodes.
Whew. Like in each season or just a
no, like all together.
Over the 2 seasons. Okay, gotcha.
Over the 2 seasons, I believe. And I think there's gonna be a time jump if I remember. Yeah, 12 this time around. So it starts September 21st. Okay. Season will end November 23rd. Nice little chunk of time there. Guys, there's a time jump. So the first season begins 5 years before Rogue One.
Okay.
So
I wonder if season 2 just like leads up to Rogue One or something.
That's probably what I'm guessing. Tony Gilroy, who wrote a lot of the series, he did say he kind of approached both seasons as two halves of one story, or like of a novel. And they're building to the revolution, says Luna Diego, who plays Cassian Andor. Which would be really cool. I'm excited. We see a lot of Mon Mothma on this. I'm excited to see who Bill Skarsgård's character is. He seems like he's important. I like in the trailer where he was kind of like, don't you want to like fight for something or something real? And I think Cassie even says in the trailer how he's been like fighting his whole life for something real, which kind of nice little callback to Rogue One. He's been in the fight since he was 6 years old. So... always nice little callbacks, but like, maybe, do you think, like, so in Rogue One, we got, like, Chopper, right? Like, we saw him at the base. Like, do you think we get, like, something like this in the show eventually? Like, maybe season two?
I was just looking it up to see, like, timeline where it was at. And it's the exact same timeline as Rebels.
Yeah, because Rebels starts 5 years before. Yeah, and then Rogue One literally goes into New Hope, so...
Yeah.
Hera's out there. Hera, I mean, the ghost crew is out there right now.
I was going to say, like, the whole crew, you know? I bet...
And this is a great way to lead into some of these characters that people don't know about if we're going to get them in the Ahsoka series.
Yeah.
Like...
I don't think so. It doesn't feel like we're going to get like a full cameo, but I could totally see like a full blown name drop, like a whole, like they talk about the ghost crew having just done some mission that happens in the show. You know, like that would be pretty sick. Like ghost crew just got back from Lothal, yada, yada, yada. And you're just like, I remember that. Like that'd be sick. But
yeah, like specific one that we've seen. Yeah.
Or like, it kind of feels like this is, they're really trying to make this its own thing. It, you know, like
it's a really fine line right now in kind of today's like age, because we're at the point in Marvel where like it's not too much when you do that, because like like it's almost expected. Not from a fan service like thing, but like all the Avengers are connected now. Like everyone knows about each other essentially.
And it's in one, it's like, on one planet, you know, like
that's true. That's a good point. I just,
for the most part, obviously, but
like, cause I mean, it's the big Star Wars argument, man. Do you start doing original stuff or do you like allude to other stuff? But it's like, with a show like this, it's the birth of the rebellion. And like, that's what Rebels is talking about, the birth of the rebellion. It's like, if you're talking about one big thing, because that big thing comes to fruition in three big movies that came out,
right?
In the 70s and 80s. Like, they have to connect. And like, yeah, maybe it's just like a name drop. Maybe Bill Skarsgård's character or Mon Mothma mentions how like they have sectors all over, and like they just name drop like the ghost or like General Syndulla and her crew, something like that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I don't know. Like, I almost hate if they leave stuff like that out, even if it's something small, because you don't.
That's a good point, because it's just like it. Like, they sat down and they had to decide, okay, how do we handle the fact that this is taking place at the exact same time as Rebels?
You have, I mean,
what would you think? Okay, important. Try to put yourself in Tyler's shoes. Let's call it 3 months from now, and you're watching episode 7 of this show. And then you see young Ezra, Kanan, you know, the whole crew, just like for a brief interaction or something, or for like an episode, they go do something together. Like, do you feel at the end of that, like excited? Like, that's so cool. We just saw the ghost crew. Or are you like, eh, I don't know that I really wanted, like,
you're asking the wrong guy. after I buy a new TV from destroying my first one by accident, throwing something, my phone out of my hand by accident,
out of excitement,
not out of anger. The way this trailer makes us believe it, since it feels like a movie, it's going to be hard. It's going to be weird that this is a 12 series show or like a 12 episode like season, because the trailer, it feels like it's just a movie trailer. Like all this stuff is happening. So I don't know how long the episodes are. I don't know if they're 30 minutes or if they're an hour.
Yeah.
But like, oh God, if they're 45 minutes, like that's a lot of time. So like you have time to like throw these characters in there for some.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't
what know. What if they do this? Okay, so what if episode 12 they bring in the ghost crew, and then season 2 has the ghost crew in it?
It's called Andor Rebels. Oh, like full time?
Yeah.
It depends. I don't know. I don't know. That's hard to like, because what capacity are we using them?
Yeah.
I don't.
Are we gonna get the Inquisitors?
No, because they're Jedi hunters. Like, there's no Jedi involved. Like, the only reason the Inquisitors are in Rebels are because of Kanan and Ezra.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
what about Darth Maul?
When does Solo take place, man? Like, I just But they've already said they're not going to
revisit these characters.
Oh, stop it.
I'm done with your Hondo theories.
Because, man, because the more I don't get him, the madder I get.
I need it.
So that brings me to, so I actually tweeted out the other day. You're never on Twitter, even though you should be, because I feel like you have funny tweets every now and then. And
I do, but yeah. Anyway, go on.
I tweeted out, I said Thrawn will show up in this.
Yeah, so I think so too.
It makes sense. Because one, we've already got... Okay, so that's Thrawn will show up in this. I don't have like a huge explanation. That's just my theory.
Yeah.
That's literally all.
Yeah, I agree.
Here's the thing. You have to... Like, the writing is on the wall for all these characters to somehow show up, right? Like, you had the Mandalorian, right? And in the Mandalorian, you have Ahsoka, who some people don't know about, fighting this lady. I forget her name. And she's like, where's Thrawn? Like, I don't know why I went full Batman on that. Where's Thrawn?
Where is she?
Where is he? And, she's like, where's Thrawn? And so you have like half this fan base like going, oh my God. Ah,
can you believe how long ago they dropped that and then just have not fulfilled?
Isn't that wild? So, like, and there's fans that have forgotten about that, and that's fine because, like, they just didn't watch the animated series or the book. They didn't read the books because those are characters that, like, if you're just watching movies or like these live action shows, you don't know about. And which is a huge percentage of Star Wars fans. And you drop a name like that, and then. Can you imagine? So if Thrawn shows up, how many like TikTok videos are going to go viral of people being like, did you know this blue man in Andor was already previously mentioned in the Mandalorian? I don't say that like mockingly, even though that was a very mocking tone. But like,
that's exactly how we should. But that's what's going to happen. We should start making those exact TikTok videos.
We should start making those exact videos. That's the algorithm.
Grand Admiral Thrawn.
Do you know this Grand Admiral Thrawn was previously featured in a Star Wars live action project? Here. Yeah, gosh, why don't we do that? That's so easy. The content that gets us noticed is the stuff we talk about every week that we just don't do anything with. but yeah, like the writing's on the wall for all these characters to show up because like you have Ahsoka coming out. It's already been teased with the trailer got leaked online finally officially. So I don't know if you've seen it. You should go watch it if you haven't.
I have not yet.
Go watch it. And it's like a minute and a half. Obviously, it's not really a trailer. It's just what they had done in the 2 weeks that they had filmed before Celebration. But like Sabine shows up. Sabine is in it. Chopper showed up. Chopper showed up at Celebration. Chopper is in it, which is I'm so excited for Chopper. But like these characters are in it, right? Like, they're looking for Ezra, like said Rosario Dawson. Ahsoka is looking for Thrawn because they're trying to find Ezra.
yeah.
That is why they're looking for Thrawn. Like, that is why. And
also, I am holding to my theory that Thrawn gave birth to the First Order. I am holding on to that theory. I believe that is what they're going to do.
We need to have Daniel on because he's read the Thrawn trilogy like 4 or 5 times.
I need to finish it. I read the first one and it was phenomenal. I need to read
it. I've heard nothing but good things about that series. I really do. I need to just like buy the
audio. And listen, I have a hard time with Star Wars books because they pump those things out like nothing and they're not always the most well-written pieces of literature.
Okay.
But the Thrawn book was really good.
They're not as good as the Eragon books.
They're not as good as the Eragon books.
Is that what the series is actually called? Aragon?
Aragon,
is that the series?
It's the Inheritance Cycle is the name of the series.
Okay. Is that one of the books, Aragon?
Aragon is the first one, and he's the main character.
God, the dragon. He's the dragon.
Nope.
Oh, he's the guy.
He's the guy. The dragon's name is Sephira.
That's a cool name.
Isn't it?
That is a really cool name. I'd suck to name like your kid that. to be like a nickname, like Sifo-Dyas. Oh, it's all connected. Why is our podcast just called It's All Connected? This is literally the perfect name. We talk about everything.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of a total side note, I was just watching The King of Queens on Peacock. You can get Peacock for $4.99 a month. Hashtag not a sponsor still. And
why would I get it when I can just mooch off yours?
Oh, yeah, you do. I deleted your profile, remember? Yeah, by accident. But I was watching King of Queens, which is a wonderful American sitcom. How did you do that? It was funny. As I was hitting delete, I realized who it was, too. After I hit yes. Like, are you sure? Yes. Oh, shoot. I'm not sure anymore. I was watching The King of Queens, and Ray Romano from Everybody Loves Raymond was in it, and it was the same characters from the show. And I was like, this is the crossover in the 90s of these TV shows. I don't know. Everyone's all about crossovers now, but no one talks about this awesome sitcom crossover.
Oh, man. We need to make a How I Met Your Mother and Friends crossover.
Friends is overrated, man.
Have you ever watched any of it?
All the way through. I've seen the whole series.
You have? Wow.
I have. Yeah. Seen the whole series. It's a great show to like throw in the background.
Okay. It's on my list of potential watches.
Oh, have you never seen it?
Mm-mm.
So like, you know when... So like, I love cover songs. I love listening to cover songs. Do you like, remember when Shinedown covered Simple Man by Lynyrd Skynyrd?
I do remember that, yeah.
I say that as if like you were... As if we were just like following the music scene hardcore when that came out. But Shinedown's version, in my opinion, is far superior to Lynyrd Skynyrd's version. Mm-hmm. It just is. Mm-hmm. Right? How I Met Your Mother is just that of Friends.
Yes.
Like, it's kind of the same concept, but just far better.
Yeah. That makes sense.
You have your best friend couple. You have your playboy. Mm-hmm. You have your hopeless kind of romantic after one of the other girls in the friend groups.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same show.
It's in like it's weird how they're the exact same thing.
And they came out like I think Friends.
Except Friends has the one extra character, I guess.
They do have an extra character, but I feel like How I Met Your Mother always kind of has an extra character for a few episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Like they kind of like either whether it's like a Rajit. Significant other or like. Yeah, Rajit.
One of Ted's girlfriends.
Actually, it's funny we mentioned this because like I've been watching How I Met Your Mother again, kind of from the beginning, and like it's such a good show. I started How I Met Your Father, have not finished the first season. If that tells you anything, and just the way it's shot is so different. Like How I Met Your Father is so much weird. More like a sitcom, whereas like How I Met Your Mother's just, I don't know, it's How I Met Your Mother. Like it's filmed completely two different ways. Like jokes are like so in the background of How I Met Your Mother, and then How I Met Your Father has those like get it like type moments. It's just I don't want that.
Yeah.
It feels like
it's a little movie. Yeah. I just wasn't into it.
No, look at like how or The Office and Modern Family. It's like real life, just that's where the jokes are coming from, real life. You know what I mean? That and it's not, there's no audience, because that was actually one of the secrets of How I Met Your Mother that a lot of people don't talk about or a lot of people don't know is in a sitcom, you can watch any sitcom from the 90s, 2000s, whatever, it's joke, laugh, move on. Where and How I Met Your Mother actually shot it intentionally where they say the joke and they insert the laugh, but they keep going. So there's not a pause for the laugh. Like it's in there, but it's like the volume is down on the laugh and it's a lot quicker. Mm-hmm. So you just keep going. And I think that gives it the more real life type vibe. Like we're just watching these people lives play out. You're not focused on the joke. Like it's just happening. Mm-hmm. And I think How I Met Your Mother does a great job of like the actors laughing kind of in the background or with the joke when something happens. Because like, yeah, if that person said that right next to me, like, yeah, I would probably laugh after I said it. Or someone at the table would probably laugh after it because that was intended to be a joke. So this Andor trailer podcast has definitely gone in a totally different direction.
Yeah, we should probably wrap this thing up.
All right.
Put a little bow on it.
Hey, listen. This is the big show. it's all gonna get cut up for YouTube. so you don't have to hear me talk about How I Met Your Mother and Friends. If you're listening to the podcast, you just gotta go to the little scrub and just go to wherever you want to go to. Okay. Now you can go forward, Steven, if you wanna go to the Andor.
Eragon.
Now we have done it. So thank you guys for watching. If you are watching on YouTube, thank you for listening. If you're listening to us in your ears.
Sorry.
Thank you. As a reminder, this show runs on coffee. As you can see, this is my second cup in like an hour and a half. Keeps me going, keeps us going. So if you guys want to buy us a cup of coffee, you can actually do that over at buymeacoffee.com/carbonitecrew. It's like $3 if you want to buy us a coffee. Coffee is not too expensive where we're at. We don't live in LA. So if you want to buy us a
cup, I got my coffee for free this morning. Thank you, Starbucks stars.
Ooh, nice, man. That is. Do you know how to use a Starbucks app? Does anyone here know how to use a Starbucks app?
I do, actually, yeah.
So if you have money,
I'll teach you.
So if you have money loaded on the Starbucks app, I have like $3 left on there, right?
Okay.
Well, like when I get something, it's like $5. How do I like shimmy it where like it pulls the three whatever off of there and the remaining off of my card? Because I can't. It doesn't do that.
You probably just have to scan it twice, or you just add more to the balance.
I did that and accidentally added like $20 last week. Okay.
It like very clearly gives you the number you're adding.
Yes, I realize that now. I understand that. That sentence would have been great like a week and a half ago. But like, I don't know. So now I just like, I have the same problem with the Chick-fil-A app. I have like $1.70 just sitting on my Chick-fil-A app because it doesn't. I don't know.
It's not that complicated.
I don't know. It is. I'm sorry. It is. But all right. Oh, good show. Good show. Wait, by quick. I feel like the show's quick, but we're going to get out of here. My light's still on. It didn't die this week. So that's good.
There we go.
Thank you guys for watching. Thank you for listening. And until next time. May the Force be with you.
See you guys.